What are the parts of a suit? That is a man's suit.
Pants, coat, and vest. Anymore, there's no vest.
Back in 49, I got two suits with vests.
Well, they had just as well not make them. I never did wear a vest. I never did like to wear a vest.
I didn't wear these very often. Very seldom. Oh, those things that you put over your shoulders to hold up your pants?
Suspenders, we call them. Galluses. I've heard they call them both.
Was it at all common here to wear things on your legs when you were riding a horse after cattle?
No, you, chaps is what you have in mind. There's a few, but mostly you see those worn at rodeos. Now, in the state of Colorado, I found that they were a must in riding after cattle. I worked for a rancher in 1935 there, and some of the sagebrush was 4 or 5 feet high. And it would just ruin your legs if you didn't have chaps on. You had to wear them.
Did you wear those woolly ones in the winter to keep your legs warm?
No. In fact, we didn't ride after cattle in the winter. I didn't stay all winter. The snow got too deep for me. I wasn't used to it. But the cattle are brought in to the fields, the alfalfa fields. They winter under the cedars. He didn't have any sheds for his cattle. And they winter under the large cedars. And it is a good place for them. You'd be surprised how little snow is under those cedars. And the hay was stacked at one edge of the meadow, alfalfa meadow. Stacked loose, no bales. And then they would drive the cattle to the hay rather than haul the hay to the cattle. And we had a large pen built around the hay stack. And we'd take the hay out the gate and feed it. And we took the wheels off the wagon. Fixed sled runners on the wagon, both front and rear. The snow was just that deep.
That's pretty dismal country. I was in Pueblo in the spring of 44. A blizzard came along and blew down all the telephone poles between our air base and the town. We couldn't move. We had no power. It was just pretty dismal.
I wouldn't stay there. I should have. I've always contended that somewhere in life we are offered a golden opportunity that comes by once in a lifetime. And I contend that was the time that it was offered me. The people I worked for, the man was a full-blood Irishman, and he was real short. Very short man, and he was 69 years old. He was small, and he was married to a full-blood Swede. She was originally from Stockholm, Sweden. She couldn't speak English too well, and she was 20 years older than Frank. She was 89.
My goodness.
And when I went there, I got the job through an employment office, and the fellows that I had got acquainted